Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you imagined or imagine your wedding day, you probably thought that it's going to be the most beautiful day of your life.
Best day of your life.
Best day of your life.
And hands down.
Everything was going to go off without a hitch. But the reality of the situation is, for most of us, things are going to go wrong. It's Team PXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James and Breezy. And until yesterday, I didn't realize how true that statement was. So shared the story last week after we got back from my wedding to my now wife, St. Courtney. Told the story of how she lost her engagement ring.
Not great.
The night before, realized
not
it the
perfect.
Day of our wedding. Yeah, not ideal to start your wedding day off with crying. Not great. Not great at all. But we didn't let that get us down, turned it around, and we did have, otherwise, a pretty much perfect day. But I feel like everyone has that little hiccup in the road. And to kind of put it to the test, I threw a pull up our status up on our Facebook page yesterday. And I was overwhelmed by the response. Hundreds of comments that not only made me feel like we weren't alone.
We say it all the time on the show. You're never alone. This is the true testament.
But also that we kind of got off easy based on some of the things that happened to these people. We thought this could be a good opportunity for you to share your story this morning. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to jump in at 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Before we get to some of the most insane ones from that Facebook status,
yes.
Some people checking in on the text line. This person saying, I was 15 weeks pregnant on my wedding day and my coordinator yelled at me when I went to go inside to get food. I was starving. He kept telling me I was ruining his schedule and I need to go meet my photographer. I told him I needed food and I was starving. He told me, quote, not my problem.
Oh!
You're not supposed to yell at the bride on the wedding day.
Oh, dear.
What is wrong? Another texter saying, as my father was getting ready to walk me down the aisle at an outdoor ceremony, my maid of honor realized they didn't have our wedding rings.
Oh.
Says, while being nonchalant, there were family members rummaging through my vehicle for these damn rings. Said, by the time I made it to the end of the aisle, the rings were there where they needed to be. But I'll never forget the panic.
Just
that
sweating
ensued.
Off all of her makeup that she spent hundreds of dollars
I
to
mean,
get on.
You know, typically this is what you would imagine as the song that should be playing when you're walking down the aisle. Instead, it was just trying to find these wedding rings.
It's
seeing a lot of stories like that, losing the rings, but some other highlights.
We got to get to them.
Should I go with the heavy hitter first or should I save it? Literally.
I
mean that literally.
I think we should hit that at the end.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I will start with our girl, Carrie. She said that we fired our DJ for being inappropriate with guests.
Now, a lot of these.
Like mid-DJ? Like, fired.
Yeah.
No more music.
A lot of these things that went wrong were DJ related. And as a little side hustle of mine, if you don't want things like that to happen, hit me up if you or your friends are getting
shameless
married.
Shameless plug.
Not going to be inappropriate with your guests, I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Donna commented, as I sat down at the table, I leaned forward and my veil caught on fire from a candle.
Uh-huh.
Literally on fire.
Jennifer, she said that my husband pushed a little too hard during the cake smash and my shoes were slippery and I fell in front of all of our guests.
Yeah, again.
Not great for Jennifer.
Those are some of the tamer ones. Shall we move on to the next level? Jesse, my husband's aunt sucker punched my mother-in-law in the face. Mind you, I was 6 to 7 months pregnant and ready to get in on it, but the caterer, wedding planner, and aunt whisked me away before I could. And more wedding violence, Melissa says, several of our family members got into a violent fist fight with the supervisor of the venue. All we did was eat dinner and get introduced, and that was it. Police shut us down. No dancing, no cake, no wedding games. Adding, my family has never apologized for that, even a year later. And then moving from...
I hate that for Melissa.
From fighting to death. Justine, 6 days before we got married, my grandfather died. And 2 days before, our photographer died.
Okay.
The second photographer came with another, quote, photographer who took pictures on her cell phone, did drugs in the bathroom, and then passed out in the corner of the venue. And she added, the DJ played the wrong song to introduce us to. Well, out of all those things, the DJ playing the wrong song. Woo!
Did drugs and passed out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So if
took
you
pictures on her cell phone.
If you had something go wrong on your
Stop.
Wedding day, hoping some of these stories make you feel a little bit better about that.
These can't be real. These can't be real.
I don't
this
think
is crazy.
I don't think they can be made up, to be honest with you.
Oh gosh.
If you want to jump in, 222-9800. Ashley from Batavia, what went wrong on your wedding day?
Oh, too many things.
Oh, okay. let's get the other bullet list here.
I started by not getting in the same vehicle with my husband when we had left the church, and everybody questioned that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Because have enough room in anybody's vehicles to drive together.
Wait, how? You're the bride. They need to make room for you.
You would think, right?
Huh, okay.
Also, I put my husband's wedding band on the wrong finger because I was so nervous.
Oh, no.
After I had already told him to put it on my right finger, put it on the right finger, and then I went and
then, there
it
you
on.
Go. You screwed it
oh,
up.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we had one of our elderly friends that we had invited to the wedding, she fell outside of our reception because the place never opened the door.
Oh my goodness.
So it was interesting.
And are you guys still going strong?
Absolutely.
You look back now and they're good stories.
Must have been good luck.
Aside from the bust in the hip, that's not ideal, but the rest of it seems fine.
Yep, we did awesome.
All right. Thank you for sharing. Have a great one.
No problem. You too.
Bye. Is it like bad luck if nothing goes wrong for your wedding? It seems like all the people who say things went wrong, aside from perhaps maybe the death and violent fistfights, it seemed like everything worked out okay in the end, for the most part.
Yeah,
that to look back on.
This has to be good luck. And I
does
mean,
it?
They're great stories at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. If you want to have your mind blown, that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to some of the stories.
We have a forum up right now
that were shared on our Facebook page. I would encourage you at some point today, because let's be honest, you don't want to do real work.
No.
At some point today, go and find our Facebook page. Just search 98PXY and scroll back to yesterday and just go through those comments. Grab your popcorn and go through those comments.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to blow your mind.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.